The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Overview of the 5 Whys. The 5 Whys is a root cause analysis tool that lets you get to the heart of a problem. When you've identified an issue or some other abnormal condition, you have to start asking why it occurred. Otherwise, you're just treating the symptom. But you can't stop after asking why just a single time. You have to continue to ask why until you can no longer come up with another underlying cause of the problem. And that's the point when you found the core, or the root cause, the original reason that it happened. Now, don't get hung up about having to find exactly 5 whys. It's just an arbitrary number that keeps you digging a little bit deeper into the problem. At some point, if you keep asking why, you will get down to the root cause. But usually, if you ask 5 times, it's enough to get down to the heart of the issue. Now let's move on to the discussion of the 5 whys. Put yourself into the 10-year-old mindset. Anyone with children has experienced the repetitive why questions that children ask as they try to make sense of the world around them. Kids are eager to learn. Somewhere along the way, though, adults lose that craving for understanding and settle for the easy answer on the surface. So what happens if you don't dig deep enough into an issue? Well, you waste a lot of time and energy because you end up addressing a symptom instead of the real problem. The 5 whys prevent you from spending limited resources fixing symptoms instead of resolving problems. If you don't eliminate the root cause of a problem, the same symptoms will probably return in the future. So let's start out by taking a look at a manufacturing example of the 5 whys. Let's assume that you discover some coolant leaking on the floor that's coming out of a machine. Well, why is it there? A seal might have been damaged. Why? Metal shavings got into the coolant. Why? A screen on the coolant recycling pump was broken. Why? The screen is located in a place where it is likely to be damaged by drop parts. And at that point, if you can't go any further, that's the root cause. So that's where you take action. In this case, the action is to redesign the machine, or maybe even add a guard to cover the screen and prevent future damage. If you just replace the seal, eventually the metal shavings would get back in there, and you'd start having the problem all over again. But the 5 whys is not just a tool for the shop floor. It also works in the office. So let's say customers are waiting too long on the phone at the end of the month. Well, you'd have to ask the question, why? Well, the last week of the month is the busiest for sales. Why? The company offers more incentives to customers late in the month. Why? Well, sales are usually lagging behind the goal late in the month. Why? Customers have learned that if they wait, they get incentives to purchase. Why? Well, sales targets are done on a monthly basis, and that just means that most of the pressure to hit the numbers comes at the end of the month. And at that point, you found the root cause of the problem. So what's the action? Well, maybe you shift to weekly sales goals instead of a monthly target, and that prevents you from getting so far behind at the end of the month. So think about these cases and what might have happened if you had just stopped after asking why one time. You might just replace the seal on the machine, or just put additional people on the phones. In both cases, the action would be much less effective than spending a little more time trying to get to the root cause. Here's one other point. The 5 whys can be done as a group exercise. In fact, when groups work together, they often challenge assumptions much more than individuals do, and that leads to better outcomes.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.